lift your hands and worship him. He's faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful, even when we're not faithful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. And we magnify your name because you're worthy to be praised. First of all, I give honor to God, who is the head of my life, who is my all in all. And I thank God for the opportunity to be able to minister to his people. Give honor to our pastor and first lady, Dr. and Pastor Philip Boone, and to all the ministers, and in the absence of Bishop Morrison, and to all of my father's children. Let's remain standing. Let's bow our heads. Eternal God, we thank you for the grace and mercy that you brought upon us this morning. As I step before your secret desk, Lord, let them not hear me, but hear you. That you will be glorified and your people will be edified and the devil will be terrified. You will be lifted on high through the words that you speak through me. Place us on the same frequency that we may hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us, Lord. That you may get the glory, the honor, and the praise. Let every word that you speak through me touch your hearts and minds of your people. Empower us, enrich us, and strengthen us, and lead us, and guide us. Break and destroy the yokes, destroy every stronghold, and I bind up every end of the enemy right now, and I line it up right now with the word and the will of God. Every spirit is subjected to the authority of the Holy Ghost in my life. I line it up right now according to your will. Every spirit in the name of Jesus will be lined up in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your word and for what you will speak to your people in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you could still remain seated, we're too quick to sit down. Stand up. Let's get your word out. We're going to go to Mark the 12th chapter. Mark the 12th chapter. And if I give you a subject for today is, do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. Mark the 11th chapter. We'll be reading from the NIV version. I'm going to read from the prompter, instead of reading from the Bible, and so we all have the same understanding. Mark the 12th chapter, then we'll go to 12 through 14 and 20 through 21. When you reach it, please say amen. Amen. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree, a leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for fig. Next. Then he said to the tree, may no one ever eat fruit from you again. And his disciple heard him say it. Verses 15. And in the morning, verses 20, in the morning as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. And Peter remembered and said to Jesus, Rabbi, look, the fig tree you curse has withered. Have faith in God. And Jesus answered. You may be seated. Do not be deceived. It was not the season for a fig tree for the bearing of fruit, but it looked like it had fruit on it. That is why Jesus went over to it to see if the fruits were on it. Jesus was checking to see the tree, identify what type of fruit was bearing on the tree, or where it was even bearing fruit. But Jesus did not see any fruit. Jesus then cursed it and would not deceive another person. You must understand that the tree represents believers, saints, people of God, people, and persons. Jesus was trying to give the analogy to let us understand that in the last day, there will be false Christs and false prophets. People that will deceive others by teaching doctrines of devils and teaching from heresy and using the spirit of seduction to destroy the kingdom of Satan, the kingdom of God. So we must understand, as these represent us, Jesus was looking at us, and even now, to see if we are like the fig tree. Are we producing fruits, or what type of fruits are we producing? Because there are certain fruit that you can know an individual by. The Bible says, know them that labor among you. What we must realize and understand in the kingdom of God, as people of God, Jesus has already told his disciple, watch out for these things. Watch as well as pray. Because in the last day, we will experiencing perilous times. People will come into the kingdom of God and try to deceive us. Do not be deceived. That's the title of our message this morning. Because a tree represents or identifies by its person. A grape tree cannot bear fruit to an orange. An orange tree cannot bear a lime. Because we must understand, it must be that seed that you plant that comfort with that tree. I have never seen so many people claim to be Christians and their works deny their lifestyle and deny Christ. They claim to be children of God, but have no love, no compassion, no understanding, no caring. The Bible said, Jesus said, they will know you that you are my disciple, that you have love one for another. It is the key ingredients to being a kingdom citizen. It is the key ingredient to being a part of the body of Christ. If you have not love and have not charity, you are like a tinkling cymbal and a brass. And that's what we are seeing in the body of Christ. We have seen people or individuals that claim to be saved and nothing about them is saved. Too many saints are leaving church over things that don't concern you because you have an itching ear and your spirit wants to be flesh. Your flesh wants to be taught instead of your spirit. We are having too many upsets and unruly, disobedient kingdom citizens claiming believers in the body of Christ. And at 1:55, we are going to get it right. Because in order for you to get it into the kingdom of God, the Bible said, holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. It's not an if or a but. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:9, it says, know ye not that the unrighteous cannot, will not, and is not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Nor fornicators, nor adulterers, nor idolaters, nor liars, nor infamers, nor enviers, any of those things cannot and will not inherit the kingdom of God. You can fool me, you can fool the pastors, but you can't fool God. You could keep on going on and think that God don't see you, because grace is sufficient. Grace is covering you now. You don't want grace to be pulled back. What are the fruits that the people are identified like the fig tree? Just like the fig tree, these people are counterfeit. They are pretenders. I have never seen so many mass people in the kingdom of God, pretenders. Pretend that you care, but all you trying to do is get something out of it. You always trying to reach into my pocket. You trying to be concerned, but always want to be in my business and spreading gossip. They are hearers of the word, but not doers of the word. They claim to have salvation, but nothing about them represents Christ. They got the spirit of Judas. They have never been changed. They claim to believe, but they don't believe nothing that comes out of the man or the woman of God's mouth. They will walk with you all these years and never believing, never trusting, never having faith, never maturing, never growing. Still at the same place. Can't even take a rebuke. If we rebuke you, we can't even see you for 4 Sundays. Because you got your stuff on your feelings is on your shoulder. You think that. And anytime you can't rebuke somebody.
somebody. They are not a son, but they are a bastard, saith the word of God. It's time for the saints to mature. They are unbelieving. These are the people that act saved. They shout. They do not miss a service. They can tell you what I had on, who was over there, who was over there. They know everybody's business, and they don't even know they own stuff. God is telling them about everybody else's issue, but their own issue. They don't see what's going on in their backyard. They got their beams of everybody else's, but not their own. They speak in false tongues. The Bible says in Titus 1 and 16, it said they profess that they know God, but in their works they deny God, being abominable, disobedient unto every good work. They lie, they're money hungry, they're slanderers, they'll lie on you in a minute to get ahead. They will walk over you to get to the top, to get to the pastor. They'll do whatever it takes for them to be a counterfeit, to be seen, because the enemy always wants to be seen. Flesh always wants to be seen. But when you walk in the Spirit of God, you ain't never got to call my name. You ain't never got to call me minister, as long as the signs and wonders follow me, because I walk in God's divine authority. They're unholy. They are ungrateful. You get a gift from your leader, and you chide about it. You ain't got to get no gift. You're unthankful, ungrateful. You know how many people wish they got a Christmas gift? I have never seen the attitude of individual that who gets gift. Uncle Churchy, you don't get nothing. You get a thank you and goodbye. That's it. You get a gift here. Oh, I don't want that. I didn't want that. No, you ain't got to have it. How about we just cut it out altogether? You ain't got to get nothing. Because you're not grateful for what you have. You got nice houses. You got nice stuff. You're not thankful that you got a house. You're not grateful that you got shelters. You don't drive down Grand Avenue and see all them men standing outside. And you get really grateful when you see that they ain't got nowhere to go. They are in a confided space. When you got closets bigger than the confided space of most people in here. Unthankful. Ungrateful. Disobedience. Anything the leader tells you, you want to do the opposite. You want to be the pastor, but you're not been assigned to pastorship. Betrayers, unforgiving, without self-control, boastful, proud, envious, malicious, gossipers, backbiters, know everybody's business but their own. Cheaters, have a strong competitive spirit, always criticizing from the sideline. I can do that better than them. I know how to do it. Why don't you get up and do it? It says you got the gift like that while you sitting down. Self-appointed leaders. I have never seen in the kingdom of God people following self-appointed leaders. We will leave a church that is good ground to go to a house where there's muck and disorder, undisciplined leaders, out of control, manipulation and domination. The spirit of Jezebel runs high there. All these so-called pastors and leaders that are self-appointed, that are deceiving many of us. We need to understand God has a governmental order. Anytime God is getting ready to appoint a leader, he trains the leader first, then he elevates the leader. 9 times out of 10, the current leader position that you're getting ready to take trains you. Jesus taught the 12 apostles. Moses taught Joshua. So all these self-appointed people, watch them. The Bible says watch as well as pray. Because whenever you don't follow order, God said, I am not the author of confusion, but of peace in all the churches of the saints. Not just some, but in all. Whenever a leader does not come up the rungs, they're a counterfeit. and they are not of God. And many of our churches got the word Ichabod written over, which meaning my glory has departed. He was even never there. And we entertain these people with their so-called thinking that they're pastors and leaders. You need to rebuke them and open shame them because they're out of order. God appoints pastors, not man, not the bishop council of Church of God of Prophecy. God appoints shepherds. God appoints bishops. God appoints ministers. God appoints deacons. God appoints, not man appoints. Or what you, how much money can you pay me for that title? Because it's going on in the kingdom. You could be a bishop tomorrow if you want. You go right on the internet, pay $2,000. They'll send you some papers with the signatures. Now you're a bishop. Don't even know nothing. You just got saved last week, but you want to be a pastor. You don't even know the 23rd Psalms good. You can't even quote John 3:16 right. You can't even bring somebody to Christ, but all of a sudden you deep. God is speaking to you. No, sit your butt down. Get yourself in order. Get yourself delivered. Get that mess off the world off of you. Get that cussing off of you. Get that drinking. Get that whoremongering demon off of you. Get yourself right. Get into your word. Get into prayer. Get yourself right. After you have been there for a while and you've been through a trial, God will establish you, saith the word of God. You ain't even been through your first attack of the enemy yet, but you want to be a pastor. You an apostle. No, you're not. You are a believer. Sit your butt down. You are just a believer. Wait till the first attack comes. Then you come back to me. And make your calling election sure. You better make it sure, sure, and very sure. That's what God called you. Because if you go in that ram and you ain't got the anointing to go with it, watch it. Be aware of these false prophets who come in sheep's clothing. And inwardly they are raven wolf. Every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. A person's fruit will works and their actions of their life, they show who they are. And they often have an excuse. God is still working on me. That's their biggest excuse. God is still working on me. When he's going to done work on you with that? It's been 7 years now. You need to be delivered. You need to come to a deliverance service. You need to be on the altar. Or you ain't got the power of the Holy Ghost, you need deliverance. We need to stop making excuses and asking God truly for help with sincere heart. When are you going to truly be delivered? Your fruit speaks for you. This is how we know that you have not been changed, because you are still not changed. They used to sing a song, there's something in the inside working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Has there been a change? The Bible says, those who are new in Christ become a new creature. All things are passed away. All things become what? New. Luke 6:43 says, a good tree cannot produce bad fruits, and a bad tree cannot produce good fruits. A tree is identified by its fruit. Figs are never gathered from thorn bushes. Grapes are not picked from bramble bushes. A good person produces good things from the treasure of a good heart. And an evil person, evil things from the treasures of an evil heart. Because out of your heart cometh the defilement of your life. That's what Jesus said. It's what's in you that's going to come out. What's in your heart. That's why David said, create in me a clean heart. Renew within me a right spirit, O God. The Bible says, who can know your heart but God? Only God knows your heart. You can fool me, but you can't fool God. He knows your thoughts. He knows your deeds. He knows your ways, and he knows your actions. He knows everything about you. That's why we've got to keep our hearts and our mind stayed on Jesus. Be renewed in the spirit of our mind. Be ye conformed to the word of God. But if you don't study your word, if you don't pray, and if you don't fast, how are you going to get stronger? How are you going to develop your intimate relationship where God is trying to get you to develop so you can mature and grow in God? You've got to put time in, just like you put time in on your job. To build your spiritual man, you've got to have a study life. You've got to have a prayer life. You got to fast. Some things only come out by fasting and prayer. Sometimes you've got to wrestle. We don't always have to cast the spirit out. Sometimes you've got to be delivered by yourself. Because if I always lay hands on you and the demon comes out, you will never learn anything. Sometimes God wants to put you on the altar. He wants you to be the burnt sacrifice. He wants you to give up time. He wants you to really reach out. Come out from the outer court, from the inner court to the holies of holies. He wants to see you in the upper room. He wants you to go in your war room and fight the battle that you've got to fight. And don't come out till you get delivered. And that's what's wrong with the people of God. We want everything real quick. We want everything right and instantaneously. We don't want to press for nothing. We don't want to earn nothing in the kingdom of God. We just want it now. And that's what's killing us in the kingdom of God. We are not stable. We are not rooted and grounded in God enough. So when the battle comes, we just fall down. We don't move like we're supposed to. We're supposed to rock to the side, to the left, to the back, and to the front. Because you're rooted, you are grounded on solid rock. Once you are standing on Jesus Christ, no, all other ground is sinking sand. When you stand on him and stand on the word, he will bring you through. The Bible says there is no temptation there unto man whereby he has not experienced. He will always make a way of escape. He'll give you the opportunity. He'll show you the window. He'll show you the door, but are you willing to go through the window or through the door? What are the fruits that Christian should bear? In order to be useful and fruitful and productive Christian, we must be meek, humble, and obedient to all of the word of God. Not just the part that you like, that you want to take out. You want to still live in sin. You still want to fornicate, but you want to skip that scripture. You still want to cuss and you still want to lie. But you still want the blessings of God. It don't work that way. You got to give everything up. You got to give everything up. Everything that separates you from God, you've got to let it go and say bye-bye, like we sung that song this morning. Bye-bye. Because in order to make it in the kingdom of God, you've got to get your life together and get yourself right. Because it is a shame for you to come to church every Sunday and every Tuesday and whenever you come and lose your soul. And never making into the kingdom of God. You might as well stay out in the world and party until you really get it right. God will honor you then more than you play church and try to play me. Because you ain't playing me. Because I'm going to heaven. You may not want to, but I'm going. I done gave up way too much not to make it in. He's been too good to me for me not to meet him at that day. And I want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. We want to be led by the Holy Spirit in our thoughts, in our words, and in our deeds. Separating ourselves from all worldliness. We must sanctify ourselves in our spirit, soul, and body. Perfecting holiness both internally and externally. In order to do this, we must ultimately crucify the old nature. And a real Christian-like person is filled with righteousness, good works, and the fruits of the Spirit. That will gladly serve the Lord, witnessing for him and seeking to win more souls. As a believer, we are to follow after righteousness, godliness, and faith, love, patience, gentleness, fight the good fight of faith. Colossians 3 and 12. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on the tender mercies of kindness and humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do to others. One of the biggest seeds that's spreading in the kingdom of God is the spirit of unforgiveness. We're always holding on to things. The person that hurt you done moved on 10 years ago. You still holding on to it. Festering in your spirit. Every time you see the person, you get upset. You get out of shape. And you don't think that the Holy Ghost is trying to tell you, you need to deal with this. You need to get this right. You need to go on the altar. You need to forgive. Because all the prayers you've been praying since then, God don't even hear it. Because say, if you don't forgive them, those their trespass, I will not forgive you of your trespasses. That's one way, the reason why you know your prayers are not being answered. Galatians 5 and 6 and 18, 16 and 18, we must let the Holy Spirit guide in every area of our lives. When this happens, you won't do what your sinful nature craves to do. Your flesh will always want to fight against the Spirit. But the Holy Spirit produces these kind of fruits that we need to have: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Those who beloved belongs to Christ have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to the cross and crucified them there. One of the most main ingredients that you will find in a believer, so you don't be deceived, is love. Because God is love. God is love. God is love. He is the author of love. He is the epitome of love. He is love. If you don't have love for each other, you can't love God who you have not seen. We always want to try to be deep and pass over the people here, but we want to reach him up there. Stay deep down here, then you can really reach up there. Because if you don't love me, you're going straight to hell. That's the word. That's the word. You got to love each other. You've got to be concerned about each other. Pray for each other. Encourage one another. Support one another. Be there in the trenches with each other. Sometimes all your brother wants when they call you is for you to just pray with them. Not to gossip. Not to tell them all the other people's business. Sometimes they just need a touch and an agreement. One of the most important is having the gift of love for others. Love is the test of true discipleship. Because if you don't have love, you don't have nothing. You don't have Christ. You have missed the true mark. Because the Bible says, it's loving kindness have I drawn you. And the same loving kindness that he gives to us, we are drawing others with that loving kindness. That same love that we should be pouring out, infecting people with the gospel wherever we go, on our jobs, in our community, in our home, wherever we go. That's the love that Christ wants us to have. God wants us to have a soft and warm, loving heart, not a hard and a cold heart. Ephesians 5 and 1 says, ye therefore follow after God, a dear children, walk in love as Christ also have loved us. We are God's children, so we should have love. We should also, the second indication of a believer is God working in your inside, and it's working through you to deliver you internally and externally, sanctifying you, justifying you, breaking and destroying yokes in your life, cleansing you from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, so that you can perfect holiness in the fear of God. As you present yourselves to him, that's why the Bible says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will what? Flee. God will give you power and authority to overcome your circumstances or your stronghold. You must understand that the word of God is our standard, and righteousness is our criteria. Matthew 4 and 4 says, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. It is not just what we know. I'm done. It's not just what we know or say, but what we do, for actions speak louder than words. Christians are to have the nature of a sheep and a disposition of a lamb, not the attitude of a goat. And God will judge us by our works and our deeds. Let us stand. Do not be deceived. There's too many people in the kingdom of God.